This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you have eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We're at 814 Elm Street. Come on down. You can have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can come and watch the show. We'd also like for you to go to Facebook to Food for Thought with Carol, and you can like us. That would be great. We have all of our past shows on there, past pictures of guests that have been on, and lineup of the past shows and lineup of upcoming shows and all that. So welcome to Food for Thought, and welcome, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am just nonstop.
Yes, it's been good. That kind of week, but it's that good energy. You get all excited and in motion, and things get done. And
yes, things have been getting done. They definitely have.
An object in motion tends to stay in motion.
That's right. That is right.
I want to give a shout out to our sponsors for making Food for Thought possible. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord. CelesteOliva.com, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. Also, they have fresh pasta and honey. Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-through in Londonderry at redarrowdiner.com. Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester, belmonthall.net. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry. IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. And Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord. ExpressJewelryNH.com for precision repair and sales. So thank you to those great sponsors.
Yes, for sure. And today's food quote is really cool.
Yeah.
Health food may be good for the conscience, but Oreos taste a hell of a lot better.
So very true.
I read that. I'm like, oh my gosh. And guess who quoted that?
Who?
Robert Redford.
Oh, right? Nice. All right. Well, you know, you got to put stock in that quote.
I think so. You know, again, health food may be good for the conscience, but yeah, Oreos taste a hell of a lot better. I totally agree.
It makes perfect sense. And, you know, have you, I don't know if you're ever a stress eater, or if you ever kind of tend to do that. But I remember there was one point when we were buying our home, and you know what a process that can be.
Of course.
And you go through the whole mortgage. I mean, it's just chaotic and ups and downs and timing and waiting. And so it was the day we were going to close, and we were waiting for one last piece of information. I took Oreos and dipped them in peanut butter. Oh. I have no idea. I remember calling my realtor, and she was laughing at me so hard. She's like, what are you doing? I don't know. And I just was compulsively Oreos and peanut butter. I haven't done it since. But that was a number of years ago. Yes, it was different, is putting it very nicely.
Now,
yes.
How do you eat your Oreos? Do you just like bite them?
Or
how
I do now. Them? Yeah, I do. I mean, I rarely have Oreos now.
Too. I really.
And you know why? It's not even because I'm really trying to be healthy. It's more because, have you ever eaten an Oreo and not have the evidence show up in your teeth? There is no way you can eat an Oreo, then turn around and smile at somebody 2 minutes later and not have black somewhere on your teeth.
Gosh,
it's too obvious. So I'm more of a sneaky eater.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. No, so I bite the top off.
Okay. You do.
The two front teeth down the middle of the...
You do.
The cream. And then stick the whole bottom in your mouth.
Now, that's an interesting process, though, because when I did do that, you know, and take them apart, I would scrape with the bottom teeth up.
Really?
And you're going with your top teeth. Yeah. I didn't like the feeling of it going behind my top teeth. I don't know what's any different about it going behind your bottom. But
interesting. I'm going to have to try that.
Yes. Mix it up a little bit.
I'm going to try that. See how it feels.
Different and interesting. Yes.
Today's food holiday is, this is not good.
Okay.
This kind of goes along with the Oreos, I guess. It's National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. I mean, white chocolate cheesecake day?
Oh, yeah.
How do they come up with these?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Instead of just National Cheesecake Day, it's National White Chocolate Cheesecake
Day. It's very specific.
And it's, this is funny, it's National Frozen Food Day.
Frozen food. So really? I don't have to cook tonight. Not. That's right. You know, we're celebrating, guys. There's no need for mommy to cook.
Definitely not. No frozen need food. To cook. On March 6, 1930, the first sale of frozen foods to the general public took place at Davidson's Market in Springfield, Mass.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Frozen bird's eye spinach.
Ew. Of all things to start off with. Yeah.
This is kind of funny. Sales were slow to catch on.
Yeah.
Sales were slow to catch on, though. Consumers thought of frozen foods as lower quality. Also, retailers were reluctant to carry them due to both the high cost of freezer cabinets and the electricity needed to run them.
Yeah.
By 1933, there were only about 500 stores selling frozen foods in all of the U.S.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Kind of interesting.
But yeah, of all the frozen foods you were going to first feature...
Spinach.
I mean, spinach is nebulous to begin with. I mean, I'm not sure there's big demand for it.
Yeah. So kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Kind of.
And, you know, I just want to remind people that next Friday, March 13th, we're going to be doing a live remote at the Londonderry, the new Londonderry Red Arrow, and we're going to be doing our ribbon cutting.
Yay.
We're going to have two chambers present. We'll have the Londonderry Chamber and the Manchester Chamber present, and that's at noontime. So we'd love to welcome some listeners down there. It would be really fun to meet people, and so that'll be really fun.
Absolutely.
So that's next Friday. And there is something going on this Sunday, the 8th, from 2 to 5. We will be doing an event. It's called New Hampshire Eats. We're going to be doing an event called Around Town with New Hampshire Eats. It's going to be a wine and cheese event. And for $10 per person, you can come into the Palace, and you'll be able to sample food from 6 restaurants and wine samples, as well as getting some tours of the Palace Theater, which, of course I've been to the Palace Theater, but to get a tour behind the scenes is really cool. And I've done like a couple of events over there, and the people, it's amazing still, the people that come in and have never been to the Palace, and then they get that tour. And of course, everybody talks about that haunted room. Have you ever heard about
that?
There's always I don't know a whole lot about it, but there supposedly is a haunted room, although they did have it checked out by those Ghostbusters?
No.
Yeah.
They can't. Not really.
Well, no, really. There is
a paranormal. Yeah.
There's a ghost. There's a TV show. And they came and they checked it out and they did a show on it.
Yeah.
And they found that there really wasn't any ghost there.
Okay. No oozing slime.
I think so. I'm pretty sure that that's how the story goes. But if you're not sure, you can come to the Palace on Sunday from 2 to 5. So it's been so cold. Get out. Enjoy some wine and cheese. And it's $10 per person, and you get to have samples of food from 6 restaurants, so and some wine samples. So it should be fun. And also, there's going to be music by Godspell that will be there. So it'll be fun. And that's that.
Wow. So there's a lot going on, really.
There is a lot
going on. And it's going to be, even today, I know it's still rather cold today.
The
sun is out. Yeah. But there's just, you can feel more energy in the air that like people are a little more excited because we know the next stretch of 6 or 7 days is going to be much warmer.
Yes.
And it's time to get out. We all just want to get out and get out of our rut and do something different.
Well, did you see in the forecast next week? I saw 40.
I did, and I got very,
I just have to get 40
through today.
I was watching the news last night, and I saw 40 there somewhere. I don't remember which day. I think it might have been Wednesday, but I saw 40, so I got excited.
Yes.
But yeah. So, what was I going to say? Oh, did we talk about sumac yesterday?
We did a little bit.
We did talk
about
it.
We mentioned it. We talked about it in depth.
Because remember, Chef Patrick was talking about it. We stumped him.
Yes, we did.
And then I had printed it off. And it's a spice. And it's a rare spice. So,
and I believe we heard a little hint from Chef Patrick that he is going to experiment with sumac and be bringing that information into us next Wednesday.
That's what I needed
to
say.
We help each other here.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that to see what he thinks of it. Is this a great new discovery for him? Is he going to incorporate
He's
this into things and teach his students? Or is he thinking, could do without it?
He may incorporate it into his culinary arts program.
I
imagine.
I think you should get credits. Something, some sort of acknowledgement that you brought that to his attention. We'll have to mention that to him.
Yes. And then he's hoping that the caller that called in will be listening that day.
Yes,
so
I bet
little
she will.
Does he know she's going to actually show up that day.
Oh, fantastic. Good.
He doesn't know that.
Hopefully this is like one of those talk shows where there's a surprise guest that's going to turn things on its ear.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we need to go to a break.
Yes.
We're going. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. You can come on down. You still have plenty of, well, you have plenty of time. We just started the show. And coming up next is Mike Morin with his comedy Cold Cuts. I can't wait to hear what he has in store for us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And, you know, I just want to put a little shout out to Heidi, who is here working in the atrium on my brother's grand piano that he has here in the atrium. So if you've never been to Midtown or Beacon Building, you should come on down, and Heidi's here painting. So
it is very beautiful.
It adds some, in addition to class, it's gorgeous. It definitely does. Okay, and without any further ado, I am pleased to announce Comedy Cold Cuts. Oh my gosh. Da-da-da. Let me welcome Mike Morin, who is a radio personality as well as a writer, author of many books. He even wrote a story in Chicken Soup for the Soul book. He also writes a twice-monthly humor column in the Nashua Telegraph, and he's also a major foodie and a great cook. And today, welcome, Comedy Cold Cuts. Thank you.
I'm looking at that beautiful baby grand piano, and I'm thinking when you put the lid down, because it's up right now, so you can see the strings inside. When you put the lid down, what a great chopping board for cooking on. What do you think?
Oh gosh!
If my brother hears that, he's gonna come flying down here.
All right, I promise I won't take any Henkel knives to the top of that. But so we're gonna celebrate. You and Jeannie like to talk about food holidays, which is great. Because every day of the year, we're celebrating something. And since I couldn't be here on Tuesday, I feel that it is my duty as the keeper of Comedy Cold Cuts to announce that March 3rd was National Cold Cuts Day. Don't know if you knew that.
I wonder which one you look at. Because, you know, I think there are different...
Well, there's all different sources out there. I mean, every industry has their day. Whether or not it gets listed on the internet is another story.
It's National Cold Cuts Day.
And since this is Comedy Cold Cuts, I said, how can we not at least pay tribute to things like bologna? And I thought it would be interesting, because I always like to go online and see what there is. There's not a whole lot good that you can find about cold cuts or bologna or any kind of... I guess, cured meats, other than bacon. I mean, when it comes time to honor bacon, you know, I will be down on my knees going, we are not worthy. But anyway, here's one thing I found interesting. And I went to the Subway website to make sure that I didn't make a statement that wasn't true. But at Subway, every cold cut is made out of the same meat, turkey. All their meats are turkey-based. And I was curious. I said, really? Because I found it on just a general website. So I went to Subway.com, and their cold cut combo, for instance. Can't decide what kind of meat you want? Get them all. The cold cut combo is stacked with turkey-based meats, ham, salami, and bologna. So I'm going to guess, like turkey bacon, right? Sure. I'm going to guess that somehow they figured out a way to have turkey as the main ingredient for these various things that may look like ham or whatever,
but salami
made out of turkey. Yeah. So I was a little bit shocked about that, but their website has it listed as such. So if anybody who works for Subway wants to let me know otherwise, that's what the website says. So let's begin our Comedy Cold Cuts tribute to Cold Cut Day by one of the best known singers of food songs and parody. We all know who Weird Al Yankovic is.
Yes.
Did you ever hear him sing My Bologna?
No.
Really? It's a parody of My Sharona, the song by the Neck back in 1979. So his song is My Bologna.
Here is
Weird Al Yankovic.
Ooh, my bologna. Ooh, I think the toast is done. The toast is done. Top it with a little of my bologna. Never gonna stop. Eat it up. Such a tasty snack. I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for my. Woo! My bologna. Spread it on the mustard now. Show me how. Spread it on a little of this bologna. Hoping that we don't run out. Don't run out. If we do, I'm sure that I'll miss bologna. Never gonna stop. Eat it up. Such a tasty snack. I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for my. Woo! My bologna. My bologna. Shopping aisles, shopping aisles. Filling up my basket with Oscar Mayer. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for my
bologna. My bologna. My bologna. My bologna.
Big Hit Songs, Weird Al here on The Pulse, and Food for Thought, My Bologna, as we salute National Cold Cuts Day, something that we all had in our lunches as kids. I mean, I pretty much avoid it now because we all know there really is nothing other than taste that's redeemable about cured meats like that.
Totally. It is funny because we did just talk recently about cold cuts as far as bologna and Carol's and all-time favorite, olive loaf.
Olive loaf. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And olive loaf, head cheese? Has anybody heard of head cheese?
No.
All right.
Gosh,
so
that sounds scary.
First of all, and we're going to hear from Jim Gaffigan here in just a second here because he's got some comments. There's no shortage of opinion on cured meats, that's for sure. Bologna deli meat is named after Bologna, Italy, where the authentic bologna, known as mortadella, is popular, right?
Okay.
Because I've seen mortadella, and I say, yep. Oh, that's bologna. Well, right. That's bologna, that's for sure. Now, head cheese, and I'm sure there are people out there that know what it is often found in the deli case with lunch meats. It is not a type of cheese. It is a meat product made from a mixture of boiled pork scraps. Oh. And I won't go into the other thing. My dad, who's very French-Canadian, loved head cheese. And it's disgusting looking. I won't even describe what it looks like to me.
So it's not cheese?
It is not.
Is it something like they do down in the South, scrapple? Is it?
It's kind of that idea, but it's sort of set in a gel. So you see all these pieces, it's almost like they're sitting there in suspended animation of some sort. It really is nasty. I must say that I never had it.
Do you eat it sandwich form?
Yeah, you put it in a sandwich. Okay, yeah, exactly. Okay. But I'm sure it's really, really
like,
bad for you.
Can you get it around now?
I would think so. I bet you go to any deli case and say, I want head cheese.
I'm going to look next.
Yeah.
They'll probably laugh at you first.
Or Google it when you have a chance and click images and see what it looks like. You mentioned olive loaf. And there's pimento loaf as well.
I remember pimento.
Made from chopped pork and beef with sweet pickles and pimentos added. All right. So
I had that in my lunchbox all the time.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
And I could never trade it. No one wanted
really?
It.
Really? Nobody wanted it?
No one wanted it.
Right.
Joe's traded sandwiches, you know? I just remember doing that.
Well, let's hear a little bit more about bologna. This is comedian Jim Gaffigan on The Pulse.
I'm up with Colonel.
I like all kinds of meat, even bologna. I knew he was white trash. I don't even know if bologna is a meat. I don't think meat's supposed to catch on fire like that. What's interesting about bologna, it's not just a meat, it's an insult. That's a bunch of bologna. You're full of bologna. That kind of implies bologna makes you lie. I eat bologna all the time. Or maybe I don't. Maybe that's just the bologna talking. Have you seen the bologna that has the olives in it? Who's that for? I like my bologna like a martini. With an olive. I love the bologna sandwich. Dirty. Everything about bologna is silly. Who decided on the pronunciation of the word bologna? All right, how do you want to pronounce this word? Bologna! I don't know if you saw, there's a G in the word. I don't see no G. Bologna! Okay, well, the word does end with an A. We're going with bologna! Trust me, I came up with Colonel.
C-O-L-O-N-E-L, right? So there's Jim Gaffigan, his comments on bologna and lunch meats. And before we hit break here in just a moment, I have one more musical tribute. I had to dig really deep to find this. If you're a bluegrass fan, you'll enjoy it while Bob gets it all queued up and ready to go. It's a song by the Moron Brothers, who are very popular, it turns out, to me. And this is the Bologna song by the Moron Brothers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, down in old Kentucky at an old country store, sitting round a pot and belly stove, talking about the farm and talking about the war, talking about the thing we really love. One thing we really love is a big bologna sandwich fixed a good old boy southern kind of way. I know it sounds funny, if it wasn't for bologna, we wouldn't be here today. Give me onion and tomato, cheese and lettuce, mayo, a thick slice of bologna between my bread. My stomach is a-waiting, tongue to salivate, eat it slow, don't let it go to your head. Your inside will be tickled, you can even have it pickled. Bologna salad sure is fine. I need a big bologna sandwich at an old country store. Lord have mercy, that's the way I want mine. Turkey, summer sausage and jerky, Dixie loaf, pickle loaf and ham. Liverwurst is gone, man, we ain't much on salami, but we are a little partial to Spam. We tried them all, brother, one time or another, always go back to the same thing. When it comes to cold cuts, they're all good, but bologna is still the king. Give me onion and tomato, cheese and lettuce, mayo, a thick slice of bologna between my bread. My stomach is a-waiting, tongue to salivate, eat it slow, don't let it go to your head. Your inside will be tickled, you can even have it pickled. Bologna salad sure is fine. I need a big bologna sandwich at an old country store. Lord have mercy, then let me try this harmonica. Fried bologna in the morning with the biscuits and gravy, man, it sure makes life worthwhile. When them garden fresh tomatoes get a ripe on the vine, makes me and my bologna smile. One time my wife took a bologna casserole to church, after that she was the talk of the town. All the women was a-fighting over her recipe, made the preacher sock go up and down. Give me onion and tomato, cheese, lettuce, mayo, a thick slice of bologna between my bread. My stomach is a-waiting, tongue's a-salivating, eat it slow, don't let it go to your head. Your inside will be tickled, you can even have it pickled. Bologna salad sure is fine. I need a big bologna sandwich at an old country store. Lord have mercy, that's the way I want mine, it's no bologna. Love to eat it all of the time, we full of bologna. Hate to throw away the rind.
Hey, he laughed along with you.
Yeah. The Moron Brothers. They even mentioned Spam in there.
Yes.
Hormel produces 44,000 cans of Spam an hour.
Oh, my God.
And the question is, why?
Well, I'm sure when National Spam Day hits, we'll find out why, but we can't dig into it too deeply. Carol, you, while we were listening to the Moron Brothers, you actually Googled head cheese. And can you delicately explain what it looks like for those that are not so informed?
I don't really think there's any delicate way to describe what I'm looking at. Because, Jeannie, do you have any way to describe it?
I do.
Okay.
The picture that you showed me resembles what just happened in my mouth when I looked at the picture that you showed me.
That's a good description.
It's really quite amazing.
It makes you want to just throw sawdust on it, doesn't it?
Yes, it looks like. Who didn't clean up after the dog?
Yeah.
Who's pretending that that's not there?
And your dad eats that.
Yeah, he does. Now, I don't know if he does now. He's 87, and he needs to eat healthier. In fact, I was with him for several days in September to kind of get his diet back on track, and because he has type 2 diabetes, as a lot of people do as they get older. And so I don't think that I didn't see any head cheese in his in his deli section of the refrigerator.
I think you definitely would have spotted it.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely, yeah. And I definitely
and maybe tried to clean it up.
Yeah, exactly. Pick it up with something. But yeah. When we come back from our break, there's a pretty well-known rock group where they had songs like Maneater and Sarah Smile, and I can't go for that. They are suing a cereal company.
Ooh.
And I'm going to tell you why when we come back.
All right. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and come and watch the show. And let's continue our comedy cold cuts on bologna.
Yeah, we're pretty much done with the cold cuts tribute because I don't think we could take any more, especially after your combined app descriptions of head cheese.
My sighting of the head cheese. Yes, you're right.
Does the Surgeon General, has he put warnings on packs of head cheese? Because if he hasn't, he should.
Surely should. I can't wait to go to Market Basket and find out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to guess you can get it there. I could be wrong, but
I will report back next week.
So it was National Cold Cuts Day on Tuesday. Tomorrow is National Cereal Day.
Ooh.
And I mean, who didn't love cereal? And I mean, I still enjoy cereal. So first I want to play a little comedy clip here by Baron Vaughn. And this is Baron Vaughn. He's taking a little walk down the cereal aisle at the store.
Oh, dear.
Sugary cereals are like on the bottom shelf of a cereal aisle because that's eye level for a child. They see that and they go, "That!" And then the father goes, how much for him not to cry? But healthier stuff is like at the top, right? So when I go to buy cereal, like my gaze drops, I'm told a story of who I should be as opposed to who I actually am. Because it's kind of like right there at the top, Kashi, eat that. You're not sure what's in it. You're not even sure if you said it correctly. But it's gotta be good. There's pictures of wheat on the box. And look at the one next to them. They're hugging and smiling. Know why? Because they're gonna live past 40. Kashi, eat that. Then I go down one more shelf. Corn Chex is cool. Corn Chex is totally fine. 12 essential vitamins and nutrients. It's right on the box. Corn Chex, still doing great. Then look down one more shelf. Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay, losing you a little bit. It is Cheerios, which is good. But I'll tell you my greatest concern. There's a cartoon on the box. But it is a cartoon bee. And at least bees exist. As long as you stay with illustrations of things that are actually things, you're doing okay. Honey Nut Cheerios, I'll accept it. Final shelf, elves aren't real. Why is that tiger wearing a scarf? He shouldn't be cold, he's covered in fur. That captain does not look licensed to operate a vessel on the milk seas. And you're going after a cereal that features the modern Stone Age family? That's not a thing! You can't have a small brontosaurus as a pet dog? They never existed! Keep down this path, You're going to end up just like that diabetic vampire.
Who I think is Count Chocula, probably, right?
It has to be.
That's Baron Vaughn as we celebrate National Cereal Day tomorrow. All right, Carol, your favorite cereal growing up as a kid was?
You know, I honestly, my fond, well, it's probably not very fond. my most vivid memory of cereal to me is growing up. We used to live on Maple Street. I was probably like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old. And I wanted to pour my own cereal into the bowl. My mother let me. And I poured it into, I was, for some reason, I don't know why it was a big bowl. I don't know why. I must have just wanted it. She let me. And I poured it in and I filled up the bowl. And she made, and it's probably why I am as big as I am today. She made me sit there and eat the whole bowl. That is what I remember as a kid.
Cereal and milk and
it was
all, huh?
Cereal and milk and...
And you just finished it 2 weeks ago, right?
You wanted to pour it and you have to eat it.
Oh.
Honestly,
oh.
I think it was Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was pregnant for Tyler, my favorite I had to have, I craved it, I had it all 9 months, was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's good.
That's
yummy.
Recently that I had to have it.
Do you eat Cheerios now, though?
No.
Yeah. No.
I don't eat any cereal now.
No.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
Cereal scars, right?
Did you have a favorite, or do you have a favorite?
Well, you know, a couple of favorites growing up. I mean, mm-hmm. Lucky Charms, of course, was great. But one of the ones that we would rarely get, but I thought was great, was Corn Pops. Do you remember Corn Pops?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And what about...
Yellow, bright yellow.
Yes,
naturally occurring color
food. And then think about Sugar Smacks. Wasn't
that
the name
of
it?
Yeah, it was the frog, right?
Yes.
Michigan J little, something was the frog.
It looked like a bloated piece of barley, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Coated with sugar. But think about the name of it. Sugar, I mean, I don't know if it's still out there. I doubt it.
Oh,
Sugar Smacks.
I bet it is. I bet Sugar Smacks is out there.
You know,
it was a Kellogg product.
Just gonna put Sugar Smacks on your table. But yeah, that was good. And then as I got a little older and more mature, it was Golden Grahams.
Oh.
Bob did chime in. Bob's favorite is Captain Crunch.
Yes.
That is a favorite.
Well,
of my
I have a trivia question
now.
About Captain Crunch that I'm going to give you guys a trivia quiz here in a couple minutes.
Ooh, okay.
But before we do, I have to, I kind of teased a few moments ago that there are some rock stars suing a cereal company. Mm-hmm. All right. So we all know Hall and Oates, right? You know the group?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, great duo from Philadelphia. Rockers Hall and Oates, and I just got this morning. This is NBC News, suing Hall and Oates, HAULINOATS.
Oh,
Yes. Hall & Oates is suing Hall & Oates granola maker.
Yeah.
Here's the story. Have you heard about this?
No.
Rock and roll Hall of Famers Daryl Hall and John Oates say a Brooklyn food company is out of touch. Another one of their songs. Suing the firm for selling granola under the brand name Hall & Oates. According to a suit filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn, the singers, who for years have performed as Hall and Oates, say Early Bird Foods' rolled oats and maple syrup concoction violates their trademark on food-related puns associated with their names, which could confuse consumers. To drive the point home, they sued under the name Whole Oats Entertainment and included a picture of one of their first albums titled Whole Oats. Early Bird issued a one-sentence response, "Say it isn't so."
Oh, my God.
Another one of their songs. And just to show how they're kind of playing along with this, they send out a tweet. This is from Early Bird Foods being sued by Daryl and John. And this is their tweet, Hall & Oates to sue EB for granola name. What? Use coupon code Say It Isn't So Today, weekend, 25% off Hall & Oates.
That's adorable.
That is how to milk all kinds of great publicity. I don't know if there will be a cease and desist order. But you heard it here first on Food for Thought. That's right. And Hall & Oates are asking a jury trial seeking unspecified damages, demanded that Early Bird stop using Hall & Oates, H-A-U-L-I-N, Oates brand, and destroy all materials portraying the mark.
Wow.
You know what? I think it helps both of them.
I think so, too.
Because it's not like it's another rock band ripping you off.
Exactly.
It's like it both feeds the other.
Right.
So come on, Daryl and John, like you don't have enough money already.
Exactly.
Ladies, ready before we wrap up this segment for a little true or false on cereal? Let's find out. Okay. True or false? Lucky Charms is actually a vegan food. Carol, what do you think? Is that true or false? Lucky Charms, a vegan food.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. What
do
you think, Jeannie?
I agree with that because it's so weird.
The answer is false.
How?
Because marshmallows come from gelatin, which comes from animal parts like bone and cartilage.
Ooh,
how much do you hate me
protein
now?
Protein in those marshmallows. See? It makes them even better.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of head cheese right now.
Are you really? Maybe I want to get out of the way here if she's thinking about it. Cheese. All right, ladies, 0 for 1. Yeah. Here is the second question. Tony the Tiger. We know Tony the Tiger, right? Frosted Flakes mascot for how many years? Tony the Tiger was created after a handsome young Kellogg employee named Tony Sorelli, whom the women on the production line nicknamed Tony. True or false?
True.
Yeah, go true as well.
False. Ah! Totally made it up. And finally, Captain Crunch only has 3 stripes on his sleeve, technically making him a Navy commander and not a captain. True or false?
Oh, my gosh. False. I'm going to go true.
True it is.
I knew it is. If I went opposite of Carol, I might have a chance.
I know.
You guys need to crack the books next week.
No kidding. Mike, thank you very much.
You're
that
welcome.
That was awesome
it was
as
fun.
Usual.
Thank
very
you.
Very fun. Very fun. You're listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.